Democratic State Senator Cecilia Kacik of the 46th District rolled out a package of economic development bills she says would help small businesses and farms. She announced the bills in Greene County Wednesday on Main Street in Catskill.
I was rolling out my package of bills to focus on increasing fiber optic broadband service in rural areas that'll help businesses and schools and tourism efforts, and also to provide some help to small farms in the way of low interest loans and for farmers who want to expand their business, and grants for farmers that are dealing with disasters.
Kacik, a sheep farmer who grew up on a farm, says the agricultural portion of her economic development package includes creating the Small Farm Modernization Revolving Loan Fund, which would provide low-interest loans of up to $25,000 to help small farms to modernize or purchase new equipment or expand the amount of crops planted. Chris Pavelski says this could help him a lot. He's a fourth-generation onion farmer who owns Pavelski Farms in the Black Dirt region of Orange County.
Farming is very expensive. Farming is like, when you say the word wedding, everything goes up in price, and the same thing is with farming, and equipment in particular. And on our farm, I'm using tractors that date back, in one case, back to the 1920s, and many of them back in the 50s. So any kind of grant program or loan program to assist in purchasing new equipment would be very valuable. And, of course, that doesn't only benefit just the farmer. It benefits all the dealers that deal in that sort of farm equipment as well. So it has a good effect throughout the economy. So that's a great idea.
In addition, Kacik is introducing the Small Farm Disaster Recovery Grant Program to provide grants of up to $10,000 to small farm owners to purchase and replant crops that have been destroyed by a natural disaster. Pavelski, a farming advocate who has been involved in farming policy for several years, says after Hurricane Irene in 2011, many crops were devastated along the Wallkill River, amounting to some $60 million worth of destruction.
In my case, I lost probably about $150,000 just in production expenses. So $10,000 doesn't sound like a lot of money, but when you basically have nothing and you can't pay your bills, that would help extraordinarily a great amount. And, you know, in the past, New York State hasn't been as good as neighboring states like Pennsylvania or New Jersey in helping out their farmers in cases like this. I mean, in 2011, there was some minor programs for ditching and some conservation practices, but, you know, the elephant in the room was our lost crops. We needed a crop loss program or some kind of aid for our destroyed crops, and this is a fantastic idea on her part.
On the technology side, Kacik's Broadband Internet Access Act of 2013 would expand high-speed internet service in rural, underserved areas by awarding tax credits to companies that install new broadband service.
I think this will really help schools provide more educational programming for the kids, especially as we're cutting state aid and trying to tell schools to be more efficient. If we don't have access to broadband capability at our schools, it's harder for us to do distance learning and virtual field trips, for example.
She says businesses and families will be reluctant to move into rural areas if they do not have access to high-speed internet service.
I see it as a part of infrastructure. You know, just as important as roads and bridges are, we need to have broadband internet access in rural areas to help us economically grow.
She says that in addition to introducing the aforementioned legislation, she is a co-sponsor of 5 Senate bills pertaining to economic development in the state's rural regions. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.